Ja, jy luister na kanaal 7 en vir my baie lekker. Ek gaan oorskakel Engels toe so dat my gas kan saamgesels. I want to say a very big welcome, good morning to Karen Abercrombie. Karen, our first thing, do I pronounce it correctly or is it Karen?
No, it is. It's Karen Abercrombie. Yes.
Karen Abercrombie.
Yes.
Yeah. Karen, from where? For the people in Namibia that doesn't know, we know Miss Clara, that we do. But who is Karen?
Karen is, I grew up outside of a small town in the U.S., in the state of Pennsylvania. And Karen is just in search of being the best vehicle carrying light and love that she can be. Every day I want to grow closer to what I am purposed here to be so that I can do what I was created to do. And I know that that is all it encompassed love and light. And so on a journey, and some days, honestly, I'm human. I miss the mark, but prayerfully and boldly, I move forward to be about my Father's business, the Heavenly Father.
Karen, where did you meet your Heavenly Father? Where did you find your love relationship with his son, Jesus?
Oh, my goodness. I was 7 years old, and my Aunt Vine had a children's ministry where she would take a little flannel board and the stick figures, Jesus, Joseph, Mary, and some animals, around to the different neighborhoods where children didn't go to church. They didn't know God. And I was one of them. My father was her younger brother, who was an alcoholic. My mother was an alcoholic as well. But all of that stuff that had been placed deep down inside of me over the years just continued to bloom and blossom. And by the way, if there's anybody out there right now and you feel that where you came from or how you got here, you feel that it takes you out of play for what God has for you, it is the exact opposite. He had a choice at one point in time, and he chose. He said, yes, yes. And so you are here, and everything he does is intentional with great purpose. And he's made Jesus a way for us to be forgiven. Forgiveness is there, and he just welcomes us with open arms always to take us back and use us. And you are here with great purpose, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you've been through, whatever's been done to you, it does not take you out of play for what God has created you to do. Be encouraged, my brothers. Be encouraged, my sisters.
Karen, Ephesians say God is able to do infinitely more than we could ever hope, dream, or imagine. If you look at your life, could you have ever imagined that you would be sitting in Namibia and telling a story of God's faithfulness?
Never. Never. And even when I did the movie War Room, if you think about it, Miss Clara was only on screen for a very short time.
Hmm.
But the message that he had given me to give in that character penetrates time. It penetrates pain. It penetrates, and it resonated with people. And so it's been 9+ years, and it is still making an impact. So, no, I had no clue about what my journey would be, or even that little role of a character that I said yes to. I had no idea. So all of you out there, too, it may not seem like a big thing. You may imagine that you want something big and grand and whatnot, but see, God takes things the size of a mustard seed, and he magnifies, and in that is power, and whatever it is he has for you to do, he will make sure that you accomplish that. And we can't look at things through flesh eyes, human eyes. In the spirit, you can't imagine the power that is in your breath, your light, your life every day, every moment, and he has it for you. So, you know, we got to stop competing and comparing with others. Oh, I wish I was her. Or I wish I had what they had. No, wherever you are and Father God is there, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, then that place becomes holy ground. And he can do incredible things there. It becomes a miracle working station. And whether you're pumping gas at a gas station or whatever, people will come past there that will never cross the threshold of a church. But you are the church, and them crossing paths with you then and there could be their life-changing moment, that lifeline that God has thrown out for them. So wherever you are, he can use you, and it can be more strategic than you ever know. You don't need a degree. You don't need money. All we need is God, and to be yielded, and through him and being willing vessels, he can do great things.
I'm busy preparing for a talk that I have on the weekend at a big women's conference. And one of the scriptures that was laid on my heart is 1 Samuel, where Saul was chosen as king. And Elijah said to him, you're going to be king. Three things are going to happen for you to know that you were chosen as king. And then when he was to be anointed as king in front of the people, he was nowhere to be found. He was hiding between the baggage. It's written, and Saul was hiding between the baggage. Do you not think that we're all hiding behind baggage? That we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing because we disqualify ourselves.
Absolutely, 100%. And we keep allowing the world and the world's values to impose all of those values on us. And we're so caught up in all of that, that our attention is there and not on that still small voice saying, you are more than enough. I loved you into existence. I am your father. You are my child. Be still. Know that I am God. And when we are still and really know that we know that we know, then we better understand the power that we have. We don't have to walk around with muscles on our arms and whatnot. The power is always the power that God gives us, that strength, that Holy Spirit, that anointing, and it allows us to then do what Jesus said we would be able to do when he went away. You know, you'll be able to do greater things than I have done.
I'm listening to you, and I wish I could show the listeners that you are just a normal human being. And,
oh, yes.
And listening to you, I'm thinking, how do I get what she's having? And I think some of the listeners too think, but how do I get that? How do I get so full of the Holy Spirit that he sticks out everywhere?
There is something, it's so simple, and then sometimes it seems so hard. But in order to play the role of Miss Clara the way that I did, I had to get out of God's way and get in his will. I had to trust him completely so that I would be open, so then he could then pour that Holy Spirit through me. All he needed was a vessel, a willing vessel. So that is what it is. So on your knees, no matter what things look like around you, God is working steadily 24/7. He never stops in the high places, never stops, never sleeps nor slumbers. So it's just a trusting, praying, trusting, and putting your faith into action, because there are a lot of people that believe that don't do anything. They sit on a couch and pray from a distance, but we pray, and then we get up and we take that word into action and then see what happens, because it's like electric pulses. It's everything set into motion. Things, keys go inside these places and unlock these spaces, these quiet, powerful, holy spaces. But we have to trust. It seems so fantastical that we can hardly wrap our minds around it, but it is how he works. It is how it works. The other stuff we've learned, we've put up walls. We've been taught from very young ages to put up walls, to hide. Like you said, we're between these walls. And so all of our faith isn't being used. All of the things that God's trying to send us is not reaching us because we're blocking it out.
Or we're just disobedient. So God says at the gas station,
my goodness,
just pray for the guy filling up your car.
Yeah.
And you say, no, that's embarrassing. I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm not
going
to do
that. Right. But see, stay mindful that when Jesus was here, he had dusty feet. He walked in dusty places. When he rode in on a donkey, he could have flown in. He could have done something so mind-boggling that we'd still be like, oh, my God. But he came in on a donkey, and he had all the power. It could have been horses and chariots, but no. He was teaching us how to move forward in humility, humanity, and love. And see, the Bible says many places, pride, God backs away from pride. He can't do anything when we're so prideful that we're filled up with ourselves and all of these ideas and whatnot we've taken on from the world. But when we roll like Jesus, how many people are really, really willing to do that? We dress up with this hat, that hat. We put on this coat, those red bottom shoes, and think that that's going to make us somebody. You can have all the money in the bank. It's not going to heal you. It's not going to save you.
Only Jesus.
Only Jesus. I am reminded, and it keeps coming to me, because you had mentioned Saul earlier, when it was time for David to be anointed, and Samuel went to Jesse's house. And Jesse had all his big, strong sons come out. And Samuel's looking, and he's waiting for that message from God. This is the one. And you've got the big, brawny, handsome son. And he says, no, that's not the one. This one isn't the one. That one isn't the one. The popular one isn't the one. That other one isn't the one. The one that makes everybody laugh isn't the one. And then he says, you must have another son. There must be somebody. And Jesse, David's father, see, he had not recognized that gift. He didn't know David. So he says, yes, I've got one. He's like, you know, he's out in the field. He's a shepherd.
He's
only a shepherd, you know. So then they summon him, and then David comes in. He's probably got sheep dew under his feet. He's been spending time in the pastures with the sheep. So he's smelling like them, and he comes in, and Samuel knew right away that that is the one. See, God can see what we can't see. And he always sees the condition of the heart. The heart he knows right well. So even David's father did not know the greatness of David, what David would be used for. See, but David knew something even before that, because he had been out in the field when that lion and that bear tried to take a sheep. And when he had to go before Goliath, as God knew he would, he had already prepared him, because when he stood in front of King Saul and all of those strong, tall, big soldiers from Israel who were now afraid because Goliath said he would tear them to pieces, young David, who was bringing lunch to his brother, said, send me, I'll go. I'm not afraid, because one time I was out tending my father's flock, and then a lion came, and God gave me the power to destroy the lion. He did the same thing with the bear. So I don't fear this giant. See, he had already had everything he needed deep down inside. He had that intimate relationship with God. He had put that faith into action. So he was dressed in armor in a different way. You know, all he needed was that sling and a few stones. And he was ready, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's another thing. We don't have to dress up and be anything other than what we are. Be what God created us to be, because he had everything he needed. First, God. And then just rolling like he rolled. He didn't need armor, bronze armor from head to toe. He didn't need a sword or a javelin hanging between his shoulders.
Yeah.
He had God.
I'm going to pause you there. Let's listen to some music. Then we're back after this. This is a song called Sing.
Is the mighty word of the living God upholding you? And sing, oh sing. As the Father's love filled your longing heart with grace for every need, come and lay your burdens at Jesus' feet and find new to sing, oh sing. Morning and evening, everything breathing must sing. Oh sing. All of creation, rise up and praise the King of Kings. And
dis sing. Ek moet klaar maak, Karen het vir my laat weet, sy het 'n afspraak met die president, Elfie, ek moet vinnig praat. So Karen, just to summarize it all. How do you do Hollywood as a child of God?
It's interesting, prayerfully. And you always have to, I always have to, continuously digest the word of God to remind myself of who I am, whose I am, and how I am to walk. What my purpose here, my purpose is light, and it cannot have company with darkness. So how do you reach those places without then becoming judge, jury, and all of that? Prayerfully, always. I'm reminded of Jesus and the taxpayer, and Jesus who allowed the woman, who met the woman at the well in the heat of the day. Oh my God. Oh my God. So, prayerfully, prayerfully. Yeah.
Your message for the Channel 7 listeners this morning.
God loves you. You are an expression of his creativity. He has poured into you something that he hasn't given the person who is sitting or standing next to you, that he hasn't given your mother or father or sister or brother. You come with a specific assignment, and he can use you at any age, any stage, and any location. God is strategic, and he has chosen you. So be encouraged and trust him, and then you will be able to taste it. Yes, he is, as the Bible says, good.
When you said it, I heard it. Like, God is strategic. I don't have to be.
Right.
I just need to be obedient.
Yes, 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 yes. And your walk won't look like someone else's. Your testimony, your ministry won't look like anybody else's. It will be yours, and you will be bringing all of your history in the way that what he has brought you through. And because he's brought you through this, then you can minister to someone else who's going through it. So in one way, it makes you an expert because God has brought you through it. So you can be very passionate about sharing that. You know, that blessing, that opportunity, that whatever that was. But he loves you, and he couldn't love you anymore. And you need to be around like-minded people. Birds of a feather flock together. You can only fly as high as the flock you're flying with. Just something to think about.
Karen, what a wonderful privilege to have you. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being Christ's hand and feet.
Thank you.
In difficult circumstances, you are an inspiration. Keep on keeping on. There's exciting news coming in August.
Yes, 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 yes. The character Miss Clara will be back. The movie is called The Forge, and it comes out in August.
Fantastic. Stanley, quickly tell us about the weekend's events.
All right. On tomorrow, Friday the 8th, we are having the Women's Conference, and we are having Miss Karen as the main speaker. As well as a number of powerful, leading, inspiring Namibian women.
And all the information is available on...
Yes, all the information is available if you follow Exquisite Conferencing or if you follow Exquisite Women's Events. You will also find the information on Facebook, and Instagram, and Twitter.
Stanley, Karen, thank you so much for the visit. What an honor. May it be a blessed visit in Namibia, and please come back.
I will. Thank you so much, and for all that you do. Thank you.
Take care, and God bless. Nathan Omar, Music is Maverick City Music, met I Thank God.